Good evening, everyone, and welcome back to the Status Bro Show, where we do real radio.
Yeah,
I'm your host, Kevin Eveling, joined with my co-host to the very left of me, Mr. Corey the Sharpshooter Vandersleen.
What's up, boys?
Oh, there
shit.
You go.
Oh, shit!
Oh, yep. Okay, there that goes. Zach the, what's your fucking nickname? Zach the Youngblood Lewis?
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, that's you, right? That's what it is, right? Youngblood?
That's it.
Melissa Goldberg?
Hey guys, and Corey just stole my coat.
Producer.
I'm dribbling all over.
Yeah, Corey also blew a foamy load all over me.
Yeah, Corey, come on.
You and Kevin, right?
I should have at least asked him first.
Jesus.
You used to it, whatever.
Yeah. He's supposed to buy me dinner first.
Next all time. Right,
you know what? I want to start off the show on a bit of a somber topic, and then we'll get into it after that. I'm really bummed out to hear about this James Gandolfini thing, man, because, like, you know what? You guys know I watch a lot of TV. I'm a huge fan of the TV drama, particularly the crime drama. And The Sopranos was one of my favorite shows of all time.
You're a huge fan of Sopranos.
I'm an enormous fan of The Sopranos. And Gandolfini was an enormous talent. And I did not mean that as a pun. You know, he was a larger...
Well, now it's meant as a pun.
Well, sorry. But no, really. The guy was extremely talented. I loved the show. I thought it was absolutely amazing. He's one of my favorite actors of all time. And I'm very, very sad to hear that he's passed. Especially knowing that he's only 51 years old. I mean, I would have thought he was for sure older. I thought he was 51 when The Sopranos ended.
Yeah.
I found that shocking.
Definitely.
The guy did not age gracefully, but I would imagine, judging by his physical appearance, that he lived his life in real life similar to the way that Tony did, you know, like kind of a don't give a fuck, live life to enjoy type attitude.
To the fullest.
Yeah, exactly.
It's rough because I've been wanting to start The Sopranos, and I've been like waiting to finish a couple series on Netflix. Now I like finally finished. I'm like, all right, Sopranos. Then like this happened. I was like, fuck.
By the way, I own the whole series if you want to borrow it.
I should.
Not to feel insensitive.
This should be the sign like to take the plunge and watch it.
I was going to say, not to seem insensitive, but now is the perfect time.
Yeah, did any of you guys actually watch The Sopranos in its entirety?
No.
Not yet?
Shit.
We'll talk about it when I finish.
It's really great. I love it. And I know a lot of people bitched about the ending. And I have to admit, when I first saw it, it pissed me off too. Because everybody knows now that it just cuts to black. And okay, you guys are grossing me out. Stop that. You know, it just fades to black with them in the restaurant. You never really know what Tony's ultimate fate was, if he survived the series. I think everyone can take away from that ending that Tony was killed at the restaurant. But still, I love it. And I'm sorry, that's a spoiler for anybody who's going to watch it. But come on, dude. It's been almost 10 fucking years. Like,
it's not a spoiler at this point.
Yeah.
Did you see the restaurant where they filmed that last scene? Did you see what they did today?
No, but I know the restaurant's called Holston's.
Holston's, yeah. They put a reserve sign on the table where he sat.
That's fucking awesome.
They're like, nobody
dude.
Can fucking sit here.
That's badass. Yeah, I love the show. And I love Gandolfini. He's been in some great movies.
Yeah.
He was in Crimson Tide, great movie. Get Shorty, unbelievable movie. Hearts mm-hmm. War, decent film.
He was in Hearts War, son of a bitch. Yeah.
Killing Them Softly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As of recent. He also played the mayor in the remake of The Taking of Pelham 123. That movie sucks ass, but still, his
You're
acting
right, he did,
was,
yeah.
was stellar
that
as always.
Was such a horrible movie.
And yeah, man, it really, really bums me out. So, on another depressing note, let's go into feedback.
Oh, Christ.
No, we had this... shit, I probably should have pulled up the fucking email from this guy. Give me a second. Corey, do you have it on hand that I can look at?
Pretty quick. I can
Solid
find
professional every time.
Thank you. Yeah, I kind of forgot welcome. I was going to touch on this. Corey just reminded me of it before the show. But we had an email from a listener named Jason. I don't think he's trying to conceal his identity. This is a guy who was on our show, right?
Yeah, no, Jason.
Oh, okay, cool. Jason.
Our Jason.
Voorhees.
Jason Voorhees, that's right.
Okay, mind if I take a look?
Yeah.
All right, yeah, you gave us some shit. He said, I know that sex is y'all's topic of choice, in particular Kevin and Zach's endeavors, but E3 happened recently, and not a word out of y'all. Even upcoming titles, excited for plays, you know, and I am, what's a good place to go for info? Oh, and this part actually fucking pissed me off, and I'm not going to lie. He said, Kevin, diamonds are made from super compressed coal. I don't think I ever disputed the diamonds came from coal.
No.
I believe I also got the carbon question correct, so I don't think a correction was really warranted in this case. Also, nobody spells Kevin K-E-V-E-N, just going to say. You know. So,
I've got a buddy that spells his name K-E-V-Y-N.
That's weird. That's even weirder than Ian. I've never seen that before.
Huh.
Okay, anyway. You know, I appreciate the feedback. The only thing that pissed me off was the diamonds thing. So I'm like, dude, I didn't say it wasn't made from coal. I mean, don't call me out on something I didn't even do. And another thing, as far as the E3 goes, and I have a two-pronged approach to this, a thought process, two schools of thought, so to speak. There's really two purposes that E3 discussion can serve. Either it's informational or it's conversational. Now, first of all, I'd like to touch on informational, because no one who listens to a show that airs once a week for 1 hour goes to that source for information. It just doesn't make sense, because anything we're talking about would obviously be outdated. So informational, you can put that out. That doesn't make sense.
Conversational. I figured that out when I tried to talk about the Xbox specs, and y'all shot me down that one time. I figured, okay, y'all probably have a point there.
True, it's probably old news by the time any of our listeners hear it.
Yeah.
Wait, is there some update?
The show doesn't
news?
Come out till Friday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Right.
E3 would literally be over by the time
Correct.
It's heard. It's like, anything we talk about, you guys already know.
And as far as conversational, I like talking about video games. I love video games. We all are fans of video games. We like to talk about that. However, conversationally, I just feel like it's boring. I know when I listen back to us talking about video games, I get bored. And that bums me out to be listening to my own show and get bored at my own content. So I feel like if I'm bored, other people got to be bored.
You're one person there, though.
Am I? Anyone else want to weigh in?
I like hearing about it.
I'm on the fence. I love talking about video games. I do. I love talking about video games. The problem for me is that I don't feel like our show has a whole lot to do with video games. And I could be wrong. This could be something that's left up to further discussion.
Agreed.
Well,
there's not a whole lot of news about it very often.
But there have to be a fuck ton of podcasts about video games, right?
There are.
But I mean, when it comes up, I feel like it merits talking about.
That's fair, yeah, but...
But E3 in particular is a video game conference that not that many people are even that privy to, let alone concerned with.
Lots of gamers listen.
It's a huge conference. What are you talking about?
But you know how many people, when I brought this up this week, asked me, what the fuck is E3?
You don't hang out with a lot of gamers, I don't think.
Well, yeah, because I don't do a gamer show.
And that being said, not a whole lot of gamers listen to this show.
Yeah, I mean, it's not specifically catered to that genre. Not that I'm saying that I have anything
Y'all
personally
say that,
against
but...
it.
All of my listeners are big gamers.
Well,
I'm very positive of that.
Please email us at thestatusbrochure@gmail.com if you want to talk about this. Talk to me about it. Email, I promise we'll address it. We'll talk about it on the air. We're also on Twitter, Facebook, all that shit. You can find us. We don't even have to give you our... You can find it.
Yeah, right? If you're listening...
If you just
you
go to Facebook and search Status Bro, you'll find us.
Yeah. You can find us on YouTube.
All right, now...
Oh, yeah, that's new, by the way. All
yes.
of our shows are
oh,
available
yes.
on YouTube
Oh,
yes.
Oh, let's give a round of
Thank
applause
you for
to Zach the Youngblood Lewis. Thanks, buddy, for putting that up.
Yes.
That's
no, Zach, this is serious. You got us up on YouTube. Thank
yeah,
you.
No
yeah,
problem.
Seriously, buddy. I appreciate that. Every episode
Alt.
So far?
Yeah.
Even last week?
No, not yet.
Okay, but soon.
Getting there.
I'm working on changing the editing process.
Did you figure out a way, though, that now you can actually do it fairly
yeah.
more organically rather than
yep.
have it be a whole fucking ordeal?
Yep.
All right, cool, man. Good to know.
Yeah, yeah. I can crank out.
We're having issues.
And we also have a couple of videos if you haven't already seen them.
I think I did 8 shows in about 3 hours from just podcasts to
8
YouTube.
8-hour-long shows, which if you're not familiar with the technology is a fuck ton of shit.
Yeah, that's a lot of stuff, man. It's a lot of content.
Yeah.
All right, now, moving forward, I have to say I have a list here of topics. I'm a little... My lack of prep today. Sorry about that. Don't get me wrong, though. We still have tons of stuff to get to. I just personally didn't provide that much of it.
Nicely done. We got
you
back.
I've been yes. That you. Thank you, guys. I feel like this list that was brought to me by our very own Zach the Youngblood Lewis once again. It almost feels like a list of questions like you ask, like they would put at a bar. You'd be like stuff to talk about when sitting around. And you know what? I like that. I feel like that's perfect for our show.
They're all fucking dumb.
But that's exactly what we're doing. Is
yeah.
sitting around
bar
drinking.
Conversation.
Yeah, totally.
Fine.
So I like that.
The three of us have a drink in our hand.
This first one, if
okay.
they're
pre-games. Let me preface this by saying that the idea behind this list was me sitting there thinking we should have a backlog of topics. Like, if we're just sitting there shooting the shit mid-show and it's like, fuck, what do I want to talk about? We have nothing. We whip one of these out. I didn't mean for them to be like, here's a list we're going to go down and talk about. If you want to use them, that's fine. But in the future,
okay,
the next list I make, like next week or whatever,
you know, that's my
be
bad,
a backlog.
But next week I'll be ready.
That's why I never show off my list. I have a lot of backlog talk.
Yeah. I'm glad Corey has a lot of backlog. I appreciate that. I really do.
Okay, well,
you know,
shit. We can go that way then.
I got a lot of stuff. You know, stuff's blowing up right now. I got a lot of shit going on. You know, I'm kind of a big deal.
Are you?
No, not really.
How many hours were you on the radio today?
7.
That's not bad, man.
Yeah, but, I mean, you yeah, say on the radio, but... I
not
mean,
including this show.
Right,
yeah.
But it's not like I was talking for 4 hours straight. You know, I do feel like I'm losing my voice a little bit.
You know what I did today?
We're kind of jacking you
up. I went to a pre-production meeting. And then I played video games and masturbated, I think, 4 times.
Well, hey, man, that's bullshit.
You know what
did
I did
really
today?
4 times? I don't even remember the last time I banged 4 times straight in a row. No, I do. I'm kidding.
Yeah, shut the fuck up.
I don't want to sound like I don't have, you know.
Corey, what'd you do today?
I got a job.
Oh,
congratulations.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Round of applause. Jesus.
You probably don't want to say your employer.
No, not yet.
Fair enough.
I still haven't
I don't
had my, first,
say mine
I still haven't had my first day yet. So.
I won't let out any details on mine right now, so.
No worries.
Melissa, what'd you do? Gripping, Kevin.
Yeah. Yeah, it really was. You know what? I finished 4 quilts today. That's nice. What I did today.
All right.
Working them hands.
Yeah, Corey, I mean, Zach was doing the same thing.
I was working my hands too.
All right, let's get into these goofy ass fucking topics, courtesy of Zach the Youngblood Lewis.
Thanks.
If there was a commercial airplane with a glass bottom, would you fly in it? Alternatively, if there was a porta potty in public, you know, we'll get to the porta potty.
You know,
this.
I really feel like I should say these topics because I could put a better spin on them than you reading them directly.
You want it? No. All right. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, shit. You're giving me the... Oh, wow.
Oh, you got it on your phone, though, if you want to use that.
I do have it on my phone.
Or do you have the same narrowed down version that I have?
I do.
Condensed version?
Okay. Copied and pasted, man.
Let's go ahead and talk about it, though.
All right.
Plane with a glass bottom. Mm-hmm. I would be fucking terrified.
No, I said I would freak the fuck out.
That would be so cool.
The reason I came
up with
this is because...
It's like being at the CN Tower I went to and... I think it's in Toronto. It's in fucking Canada. It's like at that time was the tallest standing building or whatever the fuck. There's like a glass bottom floor. And still, I stood on it and like got pictures taken and shit, but I don't know how long I could take that kind
of
thing.
You know what reminds me of that? Well, a more explicit version of that scene in Ferris Bueller where they all lean up
against the
window and they're all looking down. I was like, I don't know if I could ever do that, man. That'd scare the shit out of me.
See, that I would do.
I would be scared of like the negative air pressure around the plane just fucking crushing that glass.
Yeah.
It would freak me out.
Well, the reason I asked is because I think Virgin Airlines is working on developing one right now.
Really? Oh, yeah. That's an actual thing?
It's a glass bottom. Yep.
I don't know, man.
Just one sheet all across, glass bottom.
Does Virgin Airlines
just one sheet? It's not like sectioned out into like tiles or panels or anything like that?
All the seats are on it. Every time somebody gets up and fucking walks to the bathroom, you're like, fuck.
Dude, that's almost a safety hazard. So many people are going to freak the fuck out at times, you know?
Except it has to be approved to fly.
It would be, there would be like one plane.
I'm sure it has to be FAA.
Yeah, and it would fly like special fucking, like over Vegas and shit like
that. Oh,
that would
be awesome.
It would have to be like
a
foot thick. Like bullet resistant glass.
Well,
think about the glass
on your windows when you sit on an airplane. That's at least triple pane glass with some plexiglass thrown in between.
It's double layered, but I still feel like it still feels like plastic. Like I want the glass I'm walking on the plane to feel sturdy as shit.
Yeah, dude.
I don't want it to be like that fucking glass.
Like the flight.
You don't want it to sound like a fishbowl when you stomp on it.
I don't want it to be like waving. Like, you know, like you
when the flight attendant's showing everybody how to put on the life vest and shit at the beginning, she like takes out an AK and like shoots at it. And nothing happens. Like
good.
It's solid as shit. We promise.
Don't worry.
Drop a grenade.
You're not
on it,
getting through here.
Nothing will fucking happen. The seal around it, though, God only knows. The whole fucking thing could drop out.
Oh yeah.
You're all done.
We're all fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would make me feel much better if the seats were not mounted to the floor. Like, they were anchored to something else.
Well, fuck, what if they were if they were hanging from the ceiling? Would that make you feel much better?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, then you never get up. You'd be like, I got a shit. You'd be like,
No. They could be mounted to the ceiling, yet they're mounted where there's just a couple inches over the ground. So you can still get up and walk around.
You know what would be cool? If it was like a normal plane, you didn't really tell. It had a sheet of metal over the glass, and it wasn't until you started taking
off. Oh, then they slide
it back.
It
just slides back, and it's
like
fucking
something
glass.
Out of a James Bond movie.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
that'd be the longest flight ever.
Yeah, no, fuck that. That sounds horrible.
It'd be, but given like flying over Vegas at night or something,
would
be fucking.
Oh,
awesome.
That would be really cool, man.
Yeah.
Because I saw Vegas at night and it looked fucking sweet from the plane.
It'd be cool, but I'd flip shit.
Yeah,
it'd be rough.
Is it Virgin America that also does the vomit comet thing? The one that simulates artificial or like non-gravity?
I actually think that is. Yeah. I kind of remember that. Total weightlessness.
Yeah, they train astronauts for like low gravity and zero gravity environments.
Holy shit, dude. If you had a minute of total weightlessness, what would you do?
I would assume that it would go by really fast. So
like
I'd be like,
if you're just sitting in your apartment, suddenly you just lift up off your fucking couch and you're just
it would
weightless.
Scare the shit out of me.
And there's like a timer.
If I knew
like
it was
one
coming.
1 minute, you can do whatever the fuck you want. What would you do?
I don't know.
Would you like venture going outside, like outside your balcony? Like
probably not.
For a second?
No, I may flow away.
Yeah, God only knows.
I'd probably stay inside.
I'd probably want to do something stupid, like try and drink a beer or something.
See if you
like
can
try and drink liquid.
That's a good idea. Do something cool with food
gravity.
Or liquid. Yeah. Or maybe sperm, you know, something like that.
See if you can, like, yeah.
See if you can jack off within a minute.
Jack off hard enough to propel yourself across the room. Yeah.
I might walk outside, you know, where there's, like, out in the hallway of my apartment, there's, like, ceiling. You know, I may, like, float around out there. That's as close as I would get to the outdoor world.
Yeah,
but until your stuff landed on your carpet, you would definitely be okay with it. And then you'd have to clean it out of your carpet.
Oh, the cum?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's happened before.
How hard could jizz be to get out of your carpet?
Well, I've done it before. I mean, like, I've been banging on the floor when you have to pull out or something. And you
can
pull
I
out
a little bit too quick?
Drop a load on the carpet. It's all right. It comes out of you.
Yeah.
I just get a real wet towel and put it over it, you know, and scrub it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, so as far as the glass question
and then throw
goes,
that in the trash.
This? What if there was, like, a porta shit in, like, Times Square, like Vegas or something, right?
It's funny you bring this up, though, but keep going. Go ahead. Elaborate.
And instead of just being like, it was just right in the middle of a ton of fucking people walking around. And instead of being normal with like walls, opaque walls, I guess, it would be a two-way mirror all the way around.
Like, so walls. You can see out and no one can
and
see
and nobody
in.
Can see in.
But like, you can see out. It's not, when you're looking out, it doesn't seem tinted. It's just totally bright as day. Like,
yeah,
it
yeah.
feels clear as shit.
Yeah, it
like
feels like clear glass.
You mean like a detective style mirror? It's like where they can look through one side and the other side?
And the other side's a mirror.
Okay. Dude, I can't even shit at the radio station. There's no way I could shit at somewhere
like
that. Yeah, I can't even shit in public.
Would
dude.
You pee in there?
Yeah, and the radio station bathroom is very cozy too. It's like tucked in off the kitchen. Like, you could totally go in there and
there's
shit.
There's a kitchen
and
there?
Nobody. Yeah, it's like, well, it's like a little break room thing that has like a microwave and a sink and shit. Yeah.
Cool. Nice.
Yeah, I mean, even if nobody's there, like, I still couldn't shit in there.
I think
it's a
I
pretty
would,
cozy bathroom. It's
I think up. I would test the waters in this situation. I want to stand there
I might
for
take
a minute,
piss
like,
first.
Waving my arms.
Yeah,
make
go
sure
in and,
that
like,
no one can actually
wave at
see
people
me.
And shit and
I
see
could
if
take
they
a squirt. I don't care about anybody seeing my dick.
Really?
It's the shitting thing that makes me feel
you
vulnerable.
You that confident with yourself, Kevin?
Dude, I got
yeah,
I got public piss syndrome like a motherfucker.
I was practically naked in front of y'all when you were doing the fucking waxing shit.
Good point. You'd have your ass out.
I wax strips off your ass.
Yeah.
And you pulled one off mine.
It's true.
Cute.
I'm pretty comfortable with my nudeness, but shitting is just a whole other beast.
Yeah.
I don't... if I got drunk, there would be no fucking issue right there. I'd drop pants almost immediately once I get drunk.
Huh.
But,
I drop pants almost immediately when I get drunk.
But yeah,
that's
no,
fun
I,
statement.
I,
that's Corey's
I...
drop, by the way. Save that.
Nice.
But yeah, I test the waters to make sure no one see me, and then I'd be comfortable shitting in that mirror.
I'd totally do it. That would.
I think Melissa said she would, and then when she was actually put in the situation, she couldn't do it.
I
think that's how most
that's
chicks.
That's what's different
do.
Though is that I can do it pretty much anywhere if I have to.
Would you masturbate in there?
Sure. Hold on, I like doing this kind of stuff. Zach's passing around a note.
It's
I'm
not really a note,
says.
It's something I just noticed you did.
Is
so.
It because my iPad went off?
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. I never think to silence that fucking thing.
Yeah,
I guarantee you my phone is turned on silent. Yeah, see, I'm good there.
It's
a
gentleman.
That's like my first
off.
Thing is I turn my yeah. phone off because I don't, but yeah, sorry about that, buddy.
No, don't worry about it. I just fuck didn't know. All right, well,
I don't think it was audible through the
that
mic.
That sucked.
So.
Where were we?
We were talking about Melissa shitting where I said that I don't think she could actually
no,
do
no,
it.
No, we got to, would you masturbate in there?
Jack off?
No. No.
Yeah, what if somebody paid
not.
You?
That's even more outside my comfort zone than you. I don't even jerk off on my couch. I have to go in the bathroom. Like, it's a very private... It's almost
I thought
like,
you said you bang on your couch.
Oh, I bang on my couch all the time.
I think
what
it's
the
more
fuck?
A, I think it's more of a sanitary thing, though, because you don't have to clean it up.
Yeah, I don't want to deal with the sauce.
But, I mean, this is a bathroom. This is a bathroom.
It is a bathroom.
Shoot it right in the bowl.
Do I have
no
lotion
mess.
In there? Because I got to use lotion.
Yeah.
I haven't gone dry hand in like 3 years.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Dude, every time's dry hand.
That's what everybody says.
Lotion
to me. Feels like
weird,
I'm,
dude.
Like, feels
I feel
great.
Like, Zach, I feel
lotion
like...
Lotion feels more like a pussy.
We're weird like that.
Maybe.
And then we'd go
you guys
dry.
Like to do old school? Dry?
Fuck yeah, dude.
I feel like that's a weird thing.
In the raw?
Do you ever lay down on your hand and then it goes numb? Like you like falls
no,
asleep?
No, I've never
the
done
stranger?
A stranger.
No, I never have.
But no,
I've tried, it never works.
My jerking off is...
I've tried, and then I realized, what the fuck am I doing?
Yeah.
I'm jerking
well, off. Well, am I retarded? Yeah, that's how I think
why
I
why am I not jerking off right now?
I'm very ritualistic when it comes to jerking off. I have a whole process. I like to do it the exact same way every time.
Like wiping your ass?
Pretty much, yes. Yeah. Nice. I'm kind of methodical, if you guys
yeah.
have never noticed.
Well, last that. Show you did say that shit was cleaner than jizz. That was kind of weird.
I did not say it was cleaner.
You said jizz is nastier.
It grosses me out more.
Than shit?
Okay, you're right. If I was going to rather have something accidentally get on my arm or something, I would rather it be cum.
Yeah, what would
okay.
you rather hold in your hand?
Yeah, yeah, I would rather hold cum.
Okay,
no, my own cum.
Okay, one way to one-up that, shit or vomit?
Shit is way worse.
Dude, vomit is so bad that everybody who smells it wants to retch as well.
Yeah, but shit's the same way.
It can be.
You see shit and you want to shit?
No, but
same.
I smell
that's
shit and it makes me want to
vomit.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But it has to be really rank shit.
Yeah.
And it's
right
usually my own that will cause
vomit
it.
Vomit is always ranked, dude.
Yeah, that's true.
Vomit's fucked up.
Vomit
it's hard
is
to
gross.
Say. Shit's bad, but
I feel
like
in this particular circumstance, you're just one of those people who's, like, more grossed out by vomit than the average person.
I disagree. Well,
I feel like that's the place you're coming from here, is that you think vomit is particularly disgusting.
I don't. I think they're both equal.
What would you rather get on you, vomit or cum?
Vomit or cum?
Yeah.
Cum.
Okay. I agree. Melissa?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
I mean, at least cum's got a fuck ton of genetic material in it. What the fuck?
What the fuck does that have to do with it?
I don't know, dude. I'm making excuses.
Hey, science.
Have you guys ever smelled your own cum?
Every time, dude. Why?
Seriously?
I can't say that I have.
I don't think so.
Because, you know, I listen to a lot of Howard Stern, and he used to talk about how he still does that. He'll, like, come into tissues and smell it. And I found that so repulsively vile.
That's fucking nasty.
It's disgusting, right? Like, how could you do that? I've never been even remotely interested in what my cum smells like.
Not at all.
No, I'm a guy, you know, I do weird stuff. Like, I talked about sometimes, you know, when I finger a chick that, like, I do, you know, check. I like to know it, you know.
Yeah.
But that, I feel like, is much more normal than smelling your own semen.
Arwen.
My brother also, John, if you're listening, told me he's done this as well.
Really?
Yeah. I think
there's
only once,
between,
though.
There's a difference between doing it once and doing it a lot.
Just once because you want to know, but making it a habit is...
Next time I jack off, that's what I'm going to be thinking. I'm going to be like, I guess
what
I should smell
it.
Yeah.
From what I've heard, it's very, like, bleachy, like ammonia-y. And that's not what I would expect. It's almost, like, soury.
I don't know.
I'm not
going to
do it.
But I wouldn't think
ammonia. You're not
going to
smell it?
No.
All right, come on. Before next week, we'll all smell our cum.
No,
I'm not going to do it. No. I got to shoot into the toilet every time. That's
every
my
time.
Thing, dude. That's what I do.
In the bowl, no mess.
Yeah. Well, sometimes if it's been a while and it's particularly a fruitful load, it'll shoot and like hit the back of my toilet. But I'm just like, well, wipe it off, you know. I hope nobody gets pregnant from sitting on my toilet.
That's why you keep, you know, Lysol in the bathroom?
Wait, why would I keep Lysol in the bathroom?
Never mind.
The cum doesn't...
Smells.
Why wouldn't you keep Lysol in the bathroom?
Well, I mean, I would keep it for shit, not for beating off.
You clean shit in your bathroom often?
No, but I mean, my bathroom will smell like shit, but I use Febreze. But yeah, I've been using Febreze for so many years that Febreze smells like shit to me now. The smell of Febreze reminds me of shit. I associate it with shit.
You know what I do? I keep changing up whatever the good smell is in my bathroom.
See, that's a good idea.
Like, I use Glade stuff for a while. That's
how
much
disgusted
like...
it, Corey. Do you really?
Just to keep it from smelling like the same shit, literally.
Hygienic habits than Corey.
No pun intended, why do you give a shit? It's your bathroom.
No, I don't spray
anything.
Because
I don't want to smell like shit.
The only reason I ever use the Febreze, really, is if, like, my disposal stinks or something, and I, like, have somebody coming over, and I feel like my apartment smells
like
a spritz.
Yeah, Corey, you live in a one-bedroom apartment. What do you have to worry about?
Smelling my own shit.
Well, you don't smell your own dirt.
Sometimes you do.
I don't.
I can.
Not
if you,
yeah,
I mean,
not after
I'm
a while,
in the toilet, then. But as soon as I walk out, I'm free and clear.
Yeah, and then when you walk back in.
Then
I mean,
you
know.
But when you're in there.
Well, I like to leave my bathroom door open, so even after a particularly powerful shit, it can waft.
That's weird. I mean, you got a fan, right?
Dude, yeah, that's what the overhead fan's for.
Oh, yeah.
There is no overhead fan.
Bullshit.
But, however.
No, there's not.
But there's they are. I fucking live there.
I guarantee. I shit you not.
I will come over there and hook
no
it up for you.
There is no overhead fan.
There's
the overhead
one, I promise
my
you.
Apartment don't work.
But Corey's bathroom is also separated off from your bedroom. So, I mean, technically you could shit.
No.
Wait, what?
It's part of the bedroom right there.
That's what I mean. But it's not part of your... I mean, it's not part of your living room. So, in theory, you could shit, leave the door open, and just go hang out in your living room.
Yeah.
But, I mean, and not have to spray anything.
I don't always
But if you
like
spraying stuff, if that's your ritual, then do each his own. You know? Every man's shitting ritual is kind of his own thing. You know?
I've been burning candles lately in my room.
Okay, that's just gay.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, you burn candles if... Oh, shit, I'm hitting my mic while I'm picking my nose. Sorry. You burn candles or something if you're smoking weed or some shit. Or incense. That's another good one for that.
I got candles.
Fair enough.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I'm not good with scents, so I don't really burn any
See,
candles. I would burn incense, though.
The reason I started burning candles, well, I had one in my room. I was like, it's been there forever. I was like, hey, fuck it, I'm just going to light this up one night. I had a lighter. I was feeling like a pyromaniac. Why the fuck not?
Thank you.
And so I light it up, and it burns for like 4 fucking hours. I'm like sitting there playing video games. I'm like, yeah, whatever. And so I blow it out that night, go to sleep. Whatever. Next day, I do it again. I was like, well, fuck it. And so I blow it out and I go make dinner or something that night. And I come back in and my room smells exactly the fucking same as it always has. Smelled no different. I was like, did I get a bullshit candle?
Air candle?
Like, yeah, what the fuck is this?
While it's burning.
No, dude, it's not supposed to. You
what was
it for
the
a long
scent?
Enough time. It didn't have one on it. It was unlabeled.
That's probably the point.
Yeah, that
fuck
be...
yeah. Well, it was like green, and when I smelled the candle directly, I was like,
it
fuck,
smells
it smells
like
something.
Because, like I mean, you have candles like at my parents that are completely unscented that we have in case of like a power outage kind of thing, but you smell the wax. I mean, you smell the actual candle, and it doesn't smell like anything.
I don't know.
You're saying you smelled it, and it actually smelled scented.
So, I don't know, dude. I burned this whole son of a bitch down to the fucking ground. Nothing. And so then I had another one. I was like, well, fuck it. I'm going to light this one up. Lit it up like 1 hour. My room smells like fucking leaves. I was like, well, fuck it. I'm just going to keep doing it.
Maybe you got a defective candle.
Maybe, yeah.
You might.
That seems extraordinary.
If you get like a cheap Walmart candle, they just don't have the same.
Yeah, what the fuck,
they
dude?
Just don't permeate as
no, that's
well.
That's bizarre, man. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
It was odd.
So you have to buy the expensive ones because they smell really good.
Jesus.
Did you say it was a really cheap candle? Was I not paying attention?
I don't know, dude. It was unlabeled.
My question
is, no label on it.
Here's the question.
Implies cheap.
Why did you have candles in your room?
My parents. Because I go home, my mom's like, here, take this stuff with you. That's always awesome, dude. When you go home, and your parents are like, here's a bunch of groceries.
Oh, I love that
laundry.
Shit. Yeah, my mom has all the stuff she knows I like. I got like ravioli in a can and all that stuff.
Dude,
like, dude, I love this. This is the greatest.
Shitty ravioli in a can.
I love it, though, man.
Oh, yeah.
It's so delicious.
Chef Boyard dumbass
I eat the
every
fuck
time.
Fuck out of that, dude.
Dude.
Chef Boyard delicious.
Throw on some weeds
and
watch fuck eat fucking Chef Boyard.
Fuck yeah, dude. I don't even put it on the stove. I just heat that shit up in a bowl in the microwave.
Fuck yeah, dude.
That's what a man does.
I put a paper towel over it so it doesn't splatter.
Let's talk fucking pregnant chicks.
Pregnant right? chicks?
Yeah.
All right.
What? Don't act surprised. This is
on your house.
It's my topic. I'm surprised you ran with it. I didn't think you liked it.
We can dive into pregnant chick fucking after the break. If Corey has something you would like to add, because
well, Melissa asked earlier before we started recording
we
about
got
other stuff we do in the bathroom.
4 minutes to kill.
About going into the wrong bathroom. Do you want to elaborate?
Well, have you ever been somewhere and accidentally walked into the wrong bathroom?
No.
Disorientedly or...
No.
Not that I can recall.
Oh. Have you ever walked in on somebody in the bathroom?
I went to a high school, very big high school, AAA high school, I don't know what the fuck you call it. 5-star, what do they call big high schools?
Whatever.
Fine, fuck you guys.
A 5-star, I'm struggling here.
I went to a 5A high school.
You caught me at a loss, for once in my life, I'm at a loss for fucking words.
I went to a 5A high school, but I never had any idea what the fuck that means.
Large high school, that's where you get a loss for words.
I feel like there's some sort of academic term I'm looking for.
All the bathrooms in that place are designed the exact fucking same. Boys on the left, girls on the right. Every fucking time. And then two drinking fountains in the middle. That's it. And there's one fucking bathroom in that whole place where it's switched. And I went there for 4 fucking
that's
years.
Just cruel,
and I
man.
Constantly saw dudes accidentally walking in the women's restrooms. I was like, fuck ups. Fucking idiots. Like, last month of school there. Senior fucking year.
Oh,
I'm
you're
fucking
so
dumbass.
Close.
I had left class to go, I don't know, take a leak because I was fucking bored of class. Walked over there, fucking walking the wrong way. I walked in, I was like, why are there a bunch of fucking stuff? Son of a bitch! And like turn around.
But nobody
like,
spotted you?
No, nobody's there.
Well, that's good. Did anybody see you going around?
Nope.
Well, then you skated.
Yeah, it still happened.
I've done it at the bar.
Done it at the bar?
Ooh, bar is a weird place to do
nice.
It.
Nice.
I didn't catch anything, though. I just, a woman washing her hands, like, what the fuck? I was like, oh, sorry.
Oh, she actually said something to you there? Yeah. Like, what the fuck is this? Were you wasted?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
That's what happened.
In my earlier years, I was in a bowling alley, and they had this really long hallway that went to the bathrooms, and it was really easy to get disoriented, because it had offices and all kinds of shit back there. So I walk out of the bathroom and get turned around somewhere, and I walk right into the men's bathroom. There's a dude standing at the urinal.
Did you see his cock?
I don't think so, but I might have just...
I bet he thought you did.
I might have just...
I bet he forever remembers some girl coming in
like
looking at his dick.
Jesus, the guy could never use a urinal again.
Yeah, poor bastard.
You know what the difference is between men and women? Corey walks into a women's bathroom. She's like, what the fuck? Melissa walks into a men's bathroom. Dude's like, fuck
what's up?
Yeah.
I would like to think...
What's going on?
Yeah, I think if I was standing at a urinal and a girl walks in, I'd be like, hey, what's up?
Yeah.
Like what you see?
Looking
yeah,
for
dude.
Dick? Yeah.
If there wasn't piss coming out of my wiener right now, it'd probably look pretty good.
Have you ever accidentally opened the door on somebody going to the bathroom?
Yeah, I did that to Ashlyn when I was in Key West last summer. And I didn't want to fucking say it, but as soon as Melissa brought this topic, that's instantly what
she,
I thought
was she
of.
Sitting down?
Yeah.
Ouch.
Yeah, it was...
What, do you think she was standing up?
Yeah, maybe she was... Okay, give
what,
me
you
a
she was
fucking
hovering?
Second.
I mean, that could have been...
God damn it, you fucking idiot. Maybe she was getting up and pulling her pants up like she was done, or maybe she was washing her hands.
No, we were at our...
Fucking morons. Christ.
We were at a house in Key West, and we had our own room and bathroom, and, yeah... I mean, I was drinking. Not that that really matters. But the whole time I was there, obviously, I was getting fucking wasted. And had to... I think I was going to go take a shower or something. I was just in the pool and popped the door open. And boom, toy squatting. She's like, get the fuck out of here! And I was like, shit! We've been dating for 4 years! You never didn't lock the fucking door when you take a piss! But these... It was a really old house in Key West. A lot of those houses are super fucking old. They don't tear anything down there because they like its vintage quality or whatever the fuck you want to call it. So the doors don't really lock very well. Like, there's a little latch thing with, like, a pin and a loophole that you put it in, and I guess she just didn't feel like fucking with it. And, so I just walked away, and she's just sitting down.
I bet she was shitting.
No. No way.
You dated for 4 years, and you walked in on your girlfriend pissing, and it was weird.
She would have told me if she was shitting, because she would have said, don't come in here for a while, because, we always inform each other of that, so we don't...
have spray.
Dude, I don't even close the door.
We were very conservative. We never once even heard each other fart in the 5 years we dated.
That's seriously weird.
Seriously. Never once. We made it the entire run without ever hearing it.
That's fucking weird.
Wow.
So, with that on farts, we're going to take a little bit of a break, but we'll be right back with you. Tons of stuff to come on the Status Bro Show.
You're listening to the Status
Bro.
Welcome back to the Status Bro Show. We're done with our break. I'm your host, Kevin Ebeling, with Corey Vandersleen.
Yep.
Zach Lewis.
Hey.
Our producer, Melissa Galbert.
Hey, guys.
And we were actually talking on the break, and a topic kind of just fell into our lap, something to discuss. Eating expired food or getting food poisoning. And I thought this was funny because I did this just the other day. My friend who has been hanging out here really likes... cereal, and I never fucking have it. You know I never have anything to fucking eat here, dude. I'm a bachelor.
You have friends?
You're an asshole. I thought we were friends, Zach.
We're more than friends, Kevin.
I thought this wasn't just business.
Because of your old lasagna.
We're far past business.
That's what I thought. I blew him earlier. I mean, I thought, you know, we were on the level.
It wasn't weird. It was good.
No, it was...
Yeah.
Anyway, I have... What the fuck? Why did you have to go off on that? I brought Cheerios, which I actually had a box of Cheerios in my cabinet there that's been there for, I'm going to say, a good 6 months.
Do Cheerios expire?
They have to. I mean, anything like that that's a wheat-based...
we might be getting to that.
Cereal product has to be stale as fuck. And they're probably going to have weevils in it, which are a little...
Oh.
Yeah, that happens, man.
Why'd you say that?
I was a kid. I ate animal crackers that has expired, and there are fucking weevils in it. And my mom spotted it.
What the fuck, dude?
Yeah, you gotta be careful about that.
Oh, shit.
Make sure it's not moving.
Hurry up and finish your fucking story. You're ruining breakfast for me.
All right. So I was hungry the other night. I got really stoned. And so I wanted cereal. Because it's really all I fucking have. So I poured a bowl of Cheerios with the milk and took a bite. And instantly was like, motherfuck. I just ate the Cheerios that had been in there for 6 months. Like, totally not thinking. So instantly dumped it out. Put it in the trash. And then I was like, this is too gross. I can't even fucking eat. And then I sat down for like 5 minutes and then I was like, fuck it. And then I ate like five bowls of cereal.
Of Cheerios?
Of the good Cheerios.
Oh, okay.
Of the good crispy Cheerios. But yeah, I've had food poisoning. I've eaten spoiled shit. I'll go to a food poisoning story after somebody else. Somebody give me a spoiled food thing. Somebody got something on me?
Yeah. You were up first, Melissa.
When we cleaned, after my grandmother died, we were cleaning out both of her kitchens because she had two. And she had ketchup in her refrigerator, like ketchup and mustard and stuff that she'd still been using.
Condiments.
And they were like 5 years old.
Oh, nice.
I think condiments almost I could get away with.
Depends on the condiment.
Yeah. Ketchup especially.
I bet mustard lasts a long
but
fucking
we're talking
time.
Like,
yeah, because it already is sour as shit.
Yeah.
Well, we're talking about like barbecue sauce.
Okay, so what did you eat?
I didn't eat it. One of the other people in the house did.
Was there ranch in there that was still expired? Oh, that's worse.
Yeah,
that's the worst.
There were cans of like green beans and stuff in her house that were probably 25 years old.
But you didn't eat it.
No, I didn't. The other people in the house did.
Melissa, don't waste my time with that shit.
Canned food is a
tell me when you ate something expired.
I don't eat expired things.
Nobody does it on purpose.
Yeah.
I ate expired milk one time and spent the rest of the day throwing up.
I went to a grocery store once and saw a gallon of milk that was a day old.
Like, that doesn't happen.
Exactly. That's the fucking point.
Yeah, that's
okay,
fucking
look.
Gross. Although the Berkshires by my apartment is fucking gross like that. I've bought shit that was like... I'm going to look at the date. It's like 2 days before the date. I'm like, really?
I was visiting some people in Iowa once with my family. So my mom's like old college roommate or something. I don't know, dude. I don't remember. And we were over there, we were having dinner, and they bust out, like, the salad. It's the first thing. So I get the salad, and I grab the Thousand Island, and I pour it on there, and as I like, finish, I take a bite, and I'm like, this stuff tastes kind of funky. So take another bite, and I'm like, what the fuck? And so I, like, pick up the thing, and I'm, like, looking at it, like, what's up? I was like, I just want to kind of see stuff. This was a few years back. Stuff expired in, like, 99.
And where were you eating?
Iowa.
At your parents' house?
No.
A few years back.
Whose house was it, though?
Mom's college roommate.
Oh, okay. So that's the same. Like, in a particular circumstance, or people you don't know that well,
right.
You don't want to look rude, like checking out the expiration dates.
No, it was very, I was fly like a G6.
You were being incognito?
You just glazed over that, though. You said this was a few years back.
Yeah, you killed the punchline, my friend.
And the expiration
date. It was
99. Yeah.
Holy fuck.
But for 99, it was surprisingly okay. I mean, it was sealed after all.
And what year was this?
Dude, this is probably like 2008.
So it's close to a decade.
Almost 10 years old.
I didn't get sick though. I threw it away. I was like, that was fucking bad, and it was fine.
Oh, all right.
So
that was an island though. It was one of those that I would even expect to be. I would expect that to be really bad expired.
Yeah.
Because it's a creamy based dressing.
It wasn't good, but I mean, I was surprised.
We're like something
like, wow.
That's more vinegar based.
You'd think
vinegar
you'd think
like
you'd
is used for preserving.
You think you'd smell it and throw up, but it was
true.
Like. I don't know, it was weird.
But you had a couple of solid bites before you noticed it was 99.
Yeah.
Sorry for stepping on your 99 punchline.
Nah, it's okay. I'm not big on the heavy dressings on salad, man. You gotta go just right.
Yeah. Me too.
Corey?
It's hard to find that perfect amount of dressing for
agreed.
A salad. Because you don't want to have too less, you don't have too much.
You don't have too much of a load.
Yeah.
Just right.
I like to go heavy.
Corey?
Oh, God. There was a couple of semesters ago that... y'all might remember, but I was absent from class for 3 days because I ate some mac and cheese that I'd made with expired milk. It took me out for almost a week.
The expired dairy, man.
Yeah. Oof.
That's what got you, right, Melissa?
Yep.
Good
one
God.
One time, I won't even open the container. If it's past the date and I pull it out of the fridge and look at it, I won't even open it. I'll just throw the whole thing in the trash.
I didn't even look.
I've had milk that I let sit in there for fucking months. And then when I'm pouring it down the sink, I'm like, oh, phew, I can smell
it.
It's
chunky.
You pour it out?
Yeah.
Dude, I just seal that shit and like put it in its own trash bag and take it out to the dumpster right away.
That's probably good.
I want nothing to do with that shit.
I've gotten to a point now where I'll even throw away like... plasticware, like if it's been in my refrigerator for too long, I'm just like, you know what? I can buy new plastic.
Yeah,
weird.
Agreed.
But yeah, I didn't even fucking notice. I didn't even look at the milk, and it hit me so fucking hard the next day. Like I thought that I was gonna blow up on the fucking bus back from school, and that was the last day that I made it that week.
Oh, that's like, always the worst waiting when you know you have to explosively shit waiting to get to a toilet, dude. That really is fucking torture.
There were like 2 days.
Well,
that
I told
week.
You I thought I was in hell that one time when I had fucking explosive diarrhea.
There were 2 days that week where I was sitting on the toilet with explosive diarrhea. And I was also throwing up in a trash can at the same time. It was coming out of both ends.
See, that's what I was going to get to. That's what happened to me in my food poisoning experience. I was at the bar drinking with my brother. This place in Louisville called Tease.
What was this?
I was dating Ashlyn because I remember she was our DD.
Your brother was still in Texas at this point?
Yeah, this was probably 2 years ago.
Okay.
Conservatively, maybe a little bit more.
Where was this bar?
Tease. It's in Louisville.
Nice.
It's actually close for renovation.
We should go
right
check
now,
that out. Oh,
dude,
damn.
We should.
It's close for renovation.
Oh, but only for a little bit longer. But man, that place is fucking legendary. Like, my friends, everybody I know from high school used to migrate to this one fucking bar. So much ridiculous antics / drama bullshit happened there.
Nice.
I love that place. Even
was that the side
it's so
of
disgusting.
The...
I mean, it's a wretched hive of scum and villainy. Don't get me wrong. But
was that the side of the Holy Rolodex?
No, that's on Fry Street. But there were some good times there as well.
I believe you.
But my brother and I went there to Tease. He was, I think he was in town. I don't know if he lived there. I think maybe he was living with my parents at that time. Did I miss a good burp or something?
No.
Oh, okay. Somebody gave a nod off. I was like, I don't want to miss anything. Anyway, they, we went out to the bar, Tease, drinking, whatever. Ashlyn's our DD. As soon as we leave, of course, we're hungry as fuck. The only place that's right there is Burger King. So at that time, they had to deal the two Whoppers for $3.
Oh.
So, I was like, fuck yeah, we're going to do the two Whoppers for $3.
Dude.
So we just got the Whopper. We ate the Whopper. We went home. We went to bed. Ash dropped me off. She went home to her parents. They used to live right down the street from me at that time. And about 5 a.m., I woke up with, like, the gut-wrenching, stomach-gurgling cramps that I'm like, Holy shit, I think I'm fucking dying, dude. The most extreme stomach pain that I really thought I was dying. So the only thing I knew to do in my head was go sit on the toilet. I'm like, it hasn't come to fruition yet. Yeah. Sometimes you feel the cramping, but you're not ready to shit. You need to wait till it's like in the chamber.
Agreed.
I hate that feeling. So I went and I sat there until it happened.
Impending doom.
Yeah, impending doom, exactly. I sat there until it happened. I just waited out. And once it happened, it did not stop. And after, I want to say, 30 minutes of intense, grotesque, diarrhea shooting, I realized that I'm nauseous as fuck. And that's when I realized this has to be fucking food poisoning. So yeah, I did the same thing. Nice. I'm in my bedroom, the toilet's right here, the tub's to the left of me. So I just pulled back the shower curtain and threw
the
it in
the tub
while
the
shitting into the toilet. And then at one point I have like the toilet's flushing, I have the water running into the tub, and it just keeps going and going and going. And this went on until probably like, I want to say 9 a.m. I finally quit the shitting and the vomiting, was able to lay down. And then when I went to sleep in between these episodes, I had like the most bizarre fucked up dreams, dude, like torturous dreams. And I found out later that apparently that's common when you have food poisoning, that all this stuff's in your toxins are fucking with your body and you have weird ass dreams.
Dude,
that was horrible.
I imagine.
So fuck Burger King. I haven't been back since. Even though I love Burger King.
I'd be fucking angry about that, because that's not something that you did to yourself. That's something that someone else did to you.
It was only my Whopper, because my brother had the same exact thing and he was fine.
Jesus. Dude, I imagine you working your bathroom like a train conductor, like crushing this, pulling the curtain back, like shitting really fast.
Dude, pretty much.
Full steam ahead.
Yeah.
Less eye-hand coordination goes into my work on the board at the radio station than went into me trying to dispose of all of my waste.
Oh, man.
Oh, God. I feel so grotesque, but, I got to be honest. So.
I don't think I've ever had food poisoning.
No shit.
Genuinely.
You feel lucky.
Yeah.
Dude, yeah, it's the worst.
I mean, I've had really bad, like, cramps and shits after I eat, but nothing I've, like, fucking puked.
Never that lasted hours and hours and you're puking with it.
Nothing that puts you out for days at a time.
Heinous nightmares and
fuck, dude.
God.
I should probably knock on wood. Watch, we're gonna fucking Applebee's and I'll get fucking food poisoning.
Well, I'm with you, man. Right there, man.
Most 24-hour flu bugs are food poisoning.
Yeah, oh, fuck. No?
But I've never had it bad enough to where I've actually thrown up. I felt like I was going to, but I will bite back throwing up as long as I possibly can.
Oh, see, I would say when it comes to food poisoning, I mean, it's a rite of passage that you know you really had it. You got to have the simultaneous, like Corey and I. Plus, I mean, it wasn't like even when sometimes you're really hungover, you're kind of fucked up, and you feel like you're going to throw up, and you can fight it off, you know? You can, like, sit there and really focus and, like,
you can't fight
swallow
off food poisoning.
No, dude, it was fucking projectile, like explosive vomiting.
You can try and fight it off, but you end up just choking on your own fucking vomit.
And they say that's the way to go too when you have food poisoning. Like, get it, like, if it's making you nauseous, it means like it's still in your like stomach and intestinal region, so you can yak it up and you'll get rid of the toxins. Potentially, you're saving yourself from a little bit of pain, maybe.
Did you ever go the other way though, when you feel shitty and you're like concentrating not to throw up and it's not getting better, and you're just like, fuck it, and you just like force yourself to throw up?
Yeah, I've done that.
I've done that.
Where I can't sleep and I'm nauseous and I'm super fucked up, so I'm like, I'm just going to stick my finger down my
fuck
throat.
Fuck it.
This one time I
did. And you feel better. Yeah.
I was doing it myself and it just wasn't working, and I was like, Ash, when I was still dating Ash, and I was like, come stick your fingers down my throat. Like, I need to throw up. And she's like, no, I'm not doing that. And she's like, I don't want to stick my fingers
in there. I've never heard you fart.
And I was like, just use my toothbrush. So she stuck my toothbrush down my throat until I fucking threw up in the toilet.
Brush end or the other?
No, the handle.
That's what I did. I used the handle of my toothbrush.
Yeah.
I can't.
It worked?
It doesn't make me, throwing up doesn't make me feel better.
Oof, man.
It just makes me feel worse. I get a headache and my nose starts to run.
I feel like I can finally pass out.
Do you ever throw up from giving the guy a BJ?
No.
Not even close? No gagging?
No, I definitely gag.
Nice.
Everybody gags.
Not me.
Dude, I went really close to going the full almost length of our relationship with Ashton without throwing up, man. I've been really good about that. Like, I never throw up.
I will never
I had a good year
myself.
Streak. It's like on Seinfeld. You've never made yourself throw up?
I will never make myself. If it happens, it's just happening. I'm never going to take myself there.
Sometimes,
by the way, I know I'm excessively thin right now. It's because of poor dieting. I promise I don't throw up on a regular basis.
Whatever you say, Mary Kate.
Asshole.
My dad's one of those people, though. Like, if he brushes his teeth, he gags.
I do, too. Whenever I brush my tongue, I brush it until I gag, and then I know it's time to stop.
Yeah, I do that to myself.
And I've accidentally done it where I threw up in my sink before.
No.
That's
awesome.
You threw up in your sink from brushing your teeth?
Yeah, it only happened to me one time. And
are
I was like,
drunk?
No, I was really hungover. And it was more like, you know, sometimes you won't full-on vomit, but you'll have, like, almost like a reflux thing where like a little bit of like acidy shit comes up in your mouth and you're like, ugh, and like burns your throat. Yeah, just brush your teeth and it felt like it was that kind of stuff. But yeah, I gagged until the point where it's just like, and like spurred out a little bit of my tongue. I was like, gross. Now I have to rebrush my whole teeth.
Wait. Did you get your toothbrush away in time or?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, because if you didn't, did you throw away the toothbrush or did you keep it?
I would have. This was when I lived with my parents. I was really gross back then, so I may not have.
I would have kept it, dude.
I did grosser things.
I don't have a backup toothbrush right now.
I'm the kind of dude that like I throw up, and then 10 minutes later, I'm like, "Fuck, dude, I'm gonna go grab some food. I'm hungry."
See, I got tons of fucking toothbrushes. Yeah. I don't mind throwing it out, dude. Andrew has a fucking toothbrush here, for Christ's sake.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it next to mine?
No, yours is in a separate. Dude, cool. Yours is in the his or her toothbrush holder.
Nice.
You know that, babe. Yeah. All right, Corey, do you have something you want to dive into?
I wanted to ask y'all, because we were talking about it earlier, there's kind of a couple of bathroom things on my list for that, but what is the weirdest thing that y'all have seen at school? Whether it be college, high school, middle school, whatever.
Off the top of my head, I got nothing. Who wants to weigh in on this?
Oh, I saw a guy.
Zach, were you raising your hand to weigh in, or were you waving off Corey's...
I was waving off my belt.
I was waving off.
Very odoriferous burp.
Very odoriferous burp. I was waving that off.
Okay.
Yes.
What was the question? There was a guy in a top hat with coattails riding a unicycle in the middle of the parking lot.
Was the unicycle pink?
No.
Oh, fuck.
That's still weird, though.
We saw a different dude, though.
That's still somebody. Wait, you saw a unicycle guy? I've seen a unicycle guy around the union before.
Have you?
I've seen that too.
It was like a real small unicycle. Like, because if a guy's wearing a top hat in Melissa's story, I want to picture a guy wearing, like, the bicentennial bike. You know what I mean? With, like, the giant wheel.
Dude, I've always wanted one of those.
I would love to see somebody riding one of those fucking
things. We need to fucking get one.
We should get one for
the
show. We're riding around campus, dude.
I've seen a guy on campus riding one of those bicycles before.
The bicentennial bike?
Yes, I have.
No way.
I haven't seen the bicentennial bike. I've just seen someone riding a fucking huge bike with the front and back wheel.
Have you seen the double? Where it's two bikes that are welded together. It's a bike and a bike frame welded on top of it.
I've seen it on Reddit. I haven't seen it in real life.
Dude, I saw that dude once. I wanted to go over and kick him. Like, just kick the side of his bike so
retarded.
Bad.
You are retarded.
Yeah, you're a fucking
get
idiot.
Get a real bike, faggot. I'm sorry. I'm going to quit saying faggot on the radio.
He's just drawing so much attention to himself. You couldn't be more of a hipster at that point.
No. Dude. You're trying way too hard.
I saw a dude in overalls the other day.
That's too much.
Dude.
Did he have a shirt on underneath at least?
No.
Overalls?
Oof. A young guy?
Yeah. He had
not on campus.
No, it was actually at the square. But I was just, he was a young dude. He had this huge fucking beard.
Tattoos?
Yeah. And he had a fucking, he had this hat on that was, God, what do you call it? It's like flannel look like. It's this weird fucking hat.
Was it like a fedora type?
It looked like a lumberjack shirt made into a hat.
They have like the flaps that hang down over the ears like in Fargo?
No. It was like a traditional baseball hat cap.
Except
it was made out of fucking flannel. I was like, really?
Your head's gotta be like sweating.
Dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, got a huge beard. I was like, what are you trying to do, man?
Maybe he's in a band or something that's like his gimmick.
Probably.
I see some weird fucking people playing in bands.
There's some weird bands at UNT.
Dude, that's funny. Actually, I have a weird story from being on the radio. I went to I go to the Abbey Inn sometimes during the week. I don't know if you guys know.
Undergrounder?
Yeah. Well, I go to the regular at night, you know, when I'm going out on the weekends, I'll go to the Underground.
Regular one's nice. I've never been to the Underground.
I like the regular because they have a happy hour special where they have $3 house martinis, and I like to go and get that. I like to get dirty martini on the rocks. That's like my thing. So I go there sometimes, and I'll get a drink. And I went in the other day, and there were tons of people. I couldn't find a parking space. It's a Thursday. So I'm thinking, what the fuck? What is this?
Yeah.
And I walk in the underground, the regular Abbey, and I ask the bartender, there's like a million people out there. What the fuck? Why can't I get a parking space? And he didn't know what to say. And another patron at the bar, some girl was like, oh, that's the Denton Twilight concert series. And I was like, are you fucking serious? I read a PSA for this on the radio like 3 hours ago and somehow I had no idea what the fuck it was. I've read that several times. Like, I always read it. Like, Denton Twilight concert series will be from this time to this time, and I had no fucking idea that that's.
I'm glad you could plug them again here on our show.
Well, yeah, you guys should go. They're only running for 2 more weeks.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
At the Abbey Underground?
No, it's on the square.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, fuck. I go to the square like twice a week now.
The square in general was jumping, and that's why I was like, "What the fuck's going on?" Usually nobody's there during the week when I go there.
Square's awesome, dude.
The square is great. I love the square. I'll plug Denton Square all day.
Definitely.
I love that place. My favorites, I like Hooligans, Abbey.
I've never been to Hooligans.
What's the name of the one little pizza place that's right there? I think it's
JJ's.
JJ's. That place is cool because they have live music in the basement sometimes. Yeah. Loophole, also a cool place. You guys like the square?
I like the Denton Mini Mall.
Yeah, I've been to all of those places.
They're all good, right?
Yeah.
Mad Records.
Mad Records.
I bought the new Daft Punk album there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Dude, there's something about buying good albums in physical copy. It's awesome.
I like that too.
Yeah.
I also love going into pawn shops and places like that and looking at guitars. I love to fuck around at guitars. They have great prices sometimes. They all suck on the square. Sorry.
Yeah, I heard. If you want to
go buy a cool acoustic guitar for cheap, you're going to the wrong place. They're basically selling used guitars at retail price. Yeah, yeah, that's what I looked at. Like, yeah, I might buy like a really badass Taylor for. I mean, if I had a lot of money, like I may pay $700 or something. But if you're gonna charge $1,000 for a Taylor that's obviously used, I don't get that.
Yeah.
But you know, sorry. Sorry to go off on a tangent there.
No, it's okay.
Where were we before that? How did we get into this? Did we start with food poisoning?
We birdwalked so far.
Oh, I love it, though.
Weird stuff on campus.
Oh.
Or just at school.
See, I don't know that I really have anything there. I think the bicentennial bike thing was pretty good.
Yeah, I don't know. It's hard to say, UNT. You think there's like 36,000 students who see weird shit
all the time.
Maybe that's why we don't think it's weird, because we see weird shit.
Maybe we just see so much weird shit that we gloss over.
Like the big anti-abortion wall that they set up in the middle of this year or whatever.
Oh, I hate that so much, dude. I avoid that like the fucking plague. That is so offensive. It really pisses me off. And I'm a freedom of speech. I'm a First Amendment kind of guy, but that shit pisses me off.
Yes, that violates your rights. Like, because you can fucking see it, you know?
Because you have to.
That is the First Amendment, right? Freedom of speech?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Make sure I'm mixing up my names.
It's just so large, you have to see it. Yeah. You can't, like.
And there's signs around it, like warning graphic shit. And the stuff that's plastered all over.
Yeah, it's extremely graphic.
It's fucking terrible.
There's like bloody dead fetuses everywhere, and I'm like, first of all, I'm a dude. And as far as the abortion thing goes, I feel like I can have my own opinion on it, but I really can't say what's supposed to happen there because I'm a guy. I don't have to carry that weight.
I was, like, going over there, though, and, like, walking around it and seeing, like, all the people. Like, there's some people, like, you know, abortion is fucked up and in the eyes of God and whatnot. And there's other people who are like, fuck you. Like,
well, freedom, no, there's you know. Always, like,
getting in the middle of that. It's so fun to walk around.
Banter.
Yeah, but it's like we've seen so much of that stuff at school that UNT, I think we're desensitized to weird.
Definitely. UNT is very liberal, you're not wrong.
I don't have those First Amendment areas.
You could definitely be one of those people, like a guy who thinks that, you know, for religion purposes or whatever the fuck, it doesn't matter, that abortion's wrong, yet you're still a guy. So you don't know what it's like to actually have to deal with that.
Speaking of,
I mean, that's, I don't know. I don't mean to get into like a political topic
this is,
here.
This is
plus, you probably agree that it should be your decision.
Yeah, I don't think anybody can make the decision until they're placed in there the situation.
Go. Right. This is you can have your opinion, but unless you're a woman who's pregnant, you can't really have that much.
Each person on an individual basis has to make their decisions on their own beliefs, and that's
absolutely.
Speaking of women who are pregnant.
I want to talk about this.
You mentioned it before the break, and I wanted to get back to it.
It depends.
On what?
The progression.
Okay, well, it's usually a 9-month process. What's the cutoff point? At what point are you like, nope, that's too far, not happening?
What's the point when the kid can kick your dick?
I think that may even still be too far. I don't want to, I mean, if there's like, if I don't care how beautiful any woman is, a pregnant woman is not sexy. No matter how good looking they are.
You don't think so?
No.
I think pregnant women can be sexy.
I don't think there's any way I would ever want to fuck a pregnant chick.
Ever.
If she's showing just a little bit.
Well, there's a point at which you can't tell. It still looks like normal, you know?
I would say 12 weeks would be my cutoff.
12 weeks?
12 weeks. 3 months.
I don't know what that looks like.
Oh, come on.
4 months.
There you go.
16 weeks? Yeah.
I was going to say, fucking, if you were in a bar and a girl comes up.
Yeah, you're right. Like, plus, a lot of the major developments happen later.
Let's bang. And you were like, I don't know. You wouldn't be like, how far along are you? You'd be like, are you pregnant? She's like, yeah, it's no big deal. You'd be like,
what the fuck are you doing in a bar?
I feel kind of guilty. Yeah. Why? I mean,
you would feel guilty.
I would feel a little guilty.
I think it would be a little.
It's a baby in there.
It would feel like a little dirty.
Very dirty. At least I know I wouldn't have to pull out.
You see? That's a plus.
Got to look for the silver lining.
Would you pull out?
Now, the STD I got would probably suck, but. What if a chick was noticeably pregnant? If she's noticeably pregnant,
you know there's something in there, man.
Yeah, if I'm to the point where I'm going sleeveless, then why would I pull out? You what? You think I'm coming in the baby's face? I'm not even getting anywhere near the baby. I promise you that.
Fair enough.
Okay, that was a little gross. I'm sorry, but I promise you, my load is getting nowhere near the baby. The baby is sealed in its own fucking little world.
You don't shoot big loads.
Well, I do, but still, it's not going. It's not going to hit the baby.
Okay.
Baby's not going to eat my load. I promise you.
Okay. Real quick spinoff. If you had the choice, one or the other, would you rather shoot huge loads, but you come after like a minute and a half? Or shoot, like, a really small load, but you last, like, 10 minutes.
Oh, the latter, of course.
Really? Last longer?
I feel like I already fit in the first category, so... So, good obviously, answer. I'm going to favor the
All right, yeah. Back on topic. Corey, would you bang a pregnant chick?
Corey, would you bang a pregnant chick?
I feel like, yeah, sure.
How far along? Is there a cutoff?
I feel like up until that point where I feel like I can start feeling the kid in there.
Yeah.
I don't know if
you... You mean, like, movement?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Would you notice? I mean, really, if you're banging, you're thrusting. What are the odds of you feeling
something?
Well,
you might not notice while you're banging.
Well, maybe you've got a good grip on the belly from behind or something, and all of a sudden your hand feels.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, I can see that.
Would you even use that as a grip?
Well, but,
I wouldn't.
The situation I was imagining is like sitting up in bed with like a chick on top of you, and her stomach's like against you, and you could like feel something in there. But I think in the throes of passion, I would probably not even notice it.
Probably doggy style, dude.
Yeah.
Let's be perfectly honest.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't be grabbing her stomach.
No, I would not.
I mean, you don't grab her stomach now.
No, I mean, I'm doing doggy. I don't think you're going to grab her, like, some tits, maybe. Maybe
some
grab
ass.
Her throat a little bit.
You there
you go, little,
yeah.
If you want to be a real exhibitionist.
Pull
yeah.
some hair.
Yeah, there you go. Pull some hair. Sometimes pull back the shoulder. Yeah, that's a good one, too.
You ever spank during sex?
Yeah.
Do you really?
I like that. Really only if we're both kind of drunk. That's the only time I really like to do it.
Typically, you have to be pretty far into it.
But sometimes I get carried away when I'm drinking and I'm banging the chick and I forget that she hasn't been drinking. So, like, I'm doing all my usual drunk moves. I'm, like, going really hard and, like, slapping ass. I'm like, she's probably really off, put off by this. Like, I don't know why I'm doing
it. Why are you punishing me?
Back at you
yeah.
like, what the fuck are you doing back there?
And then sometimes I'll not be that drunk and she's drunk and a banger and she's like, why are you being such a pussy? You know? And then I don't know what to do.
Kevin turns into an abusive motherfucker.
I gotta find
he's
the
drunk.
I've never been abusive. Give me a break. I'm the fucking most gentle guy on the planet.
Nice.
But some chicks when they're drunk, a lot of times like to be banged from behind. That's just a fact.
Yeah.
You probably like that the best when you're drunk, right, Melissa?
Not when I'm drunk. I like it more when
Melissa,
I'm not.
What the fuck? I go to you. I need you to back me up on
but
something.
That's why she's here. To
it strikes
straight.
Me.
Any girls listening, please tell me you like to get fucked from behind through our emails. TennisBroShow@gmail.com.
I know. I like it. Don't take me the wrong way. Just not as much when I'm drunk because I have a tendency to feel a little more sick. The motion.
Oh, when it jostles you?
Yeah. But
wouldn't it jostle you anyway, though?
I think, when I'm drunk and she's drunk, it's hard for me to not be jostling.
Yeah.
Why did you say I'm abusive? I never did anything abusive.
You're like, yeah, when I'm not drunk, I'm like, not doing anything. When I'm drunk, I'm like, oh, fuck yeah. Like,
well, I'm more inclined
dude.
To be more adventurous if I'm drunk.
Okay.
Is all I'm saying.
That's all you had
it
to say.
It strikes me.
I don't really slap asses very often. It's a rare occurrence
okay,
that I'm in the mood to meet strikes, you know?
Jesus.
It's not like that. I
that
promise.
Got aggressive.
That never came out of my mouth.
It strikes me as so odd.
Do what?
Zach is all amazed that you sometimes do that, and then...
No, I'm not amazed that you sometimes do that. I sometimes do that. The way I thought he was saying is that he always fucking does it, especially when he's drunk, and I was like, holy shit, dude, you really...
Okay, well, first of all...
You go for the gusto,
I do
man.
It every time.
The choking thing is a little weird,
you
but I like... I mean, I...
Or,
wow.
Or go the other way around. I'm
that always weirded me out, like, the choking thing, but now I kind of like it.
Yeah.
Me and vice versa. And the only reason
See,
that came about
you.
Is because I was banging,
you like...
It
when you get choked?
A little bit, yeah. But it came about where the chick was on top and we were like goofing around talking about it and she was like, you would never choke me. And I was like, oh, really? Like this? And I just did it, like, out of instinct because she was calling me out. And then I'm like, this is kind of cool. And I was like, obviously she likes it, so maybe this is cool.
I told you,
and
you never
she did to me.
Try it.
I freaked out for a second, but now I'm like, dude, this is kind of sweet, actually. Like, it's kinda
buy me a ball gag. Yeah.
Yeah. Seriously, man. Fucking smack my ass with a bullwhip.
There you go.
I'm going to go for some autoerotic asphyx next. That's
oh,
my,
yeah?
Yeah, I'm going to mark that off the bucket list.
David Carradine.
Well, no, I'm going to do it with somebody else.
That'd be a shit way to go, wouldn't it? Jacking off?
Yeah,
what
that
would
be.
What
would
be the worst way to die? Like, worst way for somebody to find you.
Okay, worst way for finding you. You're not talking about, like, most painful way to die.
No.
What would be worst way to die, though? Drowning or burning?
Drowning.
Burning.
Burning would take longer.
They say drowning's the worst, dude.
But I don't think that'd be over for
I've
like
heard that with, like, drowning, there's at some point that you accept it and you just let it happen.
I would think as soon as you start sucking in water, you're not going to be conscious much longer after that.
I've heard you're conscious for a while after that.
Zach, don't fucking tell me that shit.
Well, that's why
thank
you can
God
pull
a strong
people out
swimmer.
And give CPR and they're like, okay, I'm fine. Because they're still alive. I mean,
they're not conscious.
You make a good point. Yeah, but they're not conscious.
Yeah, but still. Just because you're not conscious doesn't mean you're not experiencing that shit. There's a reason when somebody dips your hand in warm water when you're asleep, you piss yourself.
Look, I would rather die of a brain hemorrhage while jerking off and have someone find me in that position than die of something horrendous like drowning, right?
I had an occurrence that happened the other day. Y'all remember when we had that big storm and there was like lightning strike
big
in the
time.
Area.
Yeah, man, that
like
was
shook the
violent.
Walls and shit. I was taking a piss when that happened. And it shook the walls and everything. It kind of made me think that if the walls came down around me right here, right now, they'd find me with my dick out. I don't know if I'd want to be found dead.
Good observation.
With my dick out.
But you went very peacefully.
I mean,
it was just, you were done like that. Wouldn't you rather go out like that than have to die a heinous death to avoid people finding you in a compromising position?
Good point.
I mean, you're dead. You're not going to care how people find you.
If I died, I think the worst way to be found would be like naked in a dumpster. Like,
see, I don't mind. I mean, I'm already dead. Might as well put me in the trash.
I agree. I know somebody.
So you don't
care
what happens to you when you die.
No.
I know. Yeah, I have a friend who was like, "I don't care what happens when you die." I was like, "What if you got like butt raped by a meth head?" He's like, "I don't give a shit. I'm dead. I don't care."
If I could have my ultimate option, I would say put my body in a casket and shoot me out into fucking space.
Oh yeah.
I may be floating around for eternity, but someone may find me and revive me. How
good
crazy
point.
Would that be?
So I had a follow up question, but I guess it's irrelevant. I was gonna ask, what would you feel be worse? Like if you found with your dick hanging out, or if you just got found naked. But
okay, well, it depends.
Dick hanging out, I would say.
See, I've always thought that the best...
Because naked can mean you're just getting out of the shower.
I've always thought that the best way I could possibly die is a heart attack from a massive orgasm. Right?
That would be cool.
That would be the best
going
way
out
I
on
can
top.
Imagine to go.
You're right. People
because
say dying in your sleep. Dying in your sleep
great.
Is for the birds. Dying after having a huge orgasm is where it's at, dude.
Yeah,
you're right.
After,
like,
you've been doing, like, lines of coke and shit, right?
Oh, yeah. Dude, that would be... Oh, man.
Yeah,
that,
and it's like, well, that's
that
fucked up
bliss.
Because people are going to find you with a rock-hard cock dead, but it's like, yeah, but at the same time, I mean, you could not go out more on top.
They're like, you know, this guy's dead, but he's fucking awesome.
Yeah, he died fucking. I mean, come on. How bad could that be, you
like,
know?
I almost wish I was this guy, and he's dead.
Exactly.
All right, on that, I think I'm going to go ahead and call it for this week. We're at an hour. I am your host, Kevin Upling, joined as always with...
Corey Vandersling.
And...
Zach Lewis.
Our producer...
Melissa Galbraith.
Thanks for listening, guys. We'll see you next week on the Status Bro Show.